All right, Bang Bang, today is Thursday, October 10th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest of the day, part two with Chef Wood, part two, Chief. Chief, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, but before we get into Chef Wood, we do want to talk about CBDMD. How's everything you've been, you got it like
relaxed.
The back, you've been rubbing it on the shoulder a little bit?
All my old sports injuries, ankle, knee, quads, things I should be working out. I just rubbed that CBDMD oil on it. Feels relaxed. Feels no inflammation. I'm feeling like $1 million.
Yeah, I was telling Carl the other day, I've never used it before, and there's like a roller, and I had like a stiff neck from sleeping wrong.
How do you feel now?
And I feel good. Like, you know, I got full turnage on you know, on the neck.
Range of motion.
Yeah,
100.
Range of motion. Yeah, yeah. Turnage. That's the word I was looking for. Exactly. So yeah, as a leader in the CBD industry, CBDMD is committed to providing you with high quality THC free CBD oil products. Whether you're gunning for a raise or an Olympic gold medal, you need to stay at the top of your game. Like I said yesterday too, Bubba Watson, Steve Smith Sr., Daniel Cormier, all of them trust CBDMD to give them the natural support and relief they need to reach their goals. So, I mean, those people, like, they, you know, they can't just put anything into their body.
No, they're those high performance athletes. They know what they're doing. They wouldn't take a risk by putting something bad in there. So it's the best thing for you. Way to naturally reduce inflammation, have you feeling good and relaxed. It's like a wonder.
There we go. And to make it even easier to discover the potential benefits of CBD for yourself, CBDMD is offering our listeners 25% off your purchase when you use the promo code WALK at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code WALK for 25% off your order of premium CBD oil products from CBDMD. CBDMD, don't worry about it. Chief, let's hop into part two right now.
Do you prefer the athletes working with them or some of these other clients that you have?
Is you know there what?
Because just knowing you, you're such like a diehard sports fan.
Sure.
Do you take any like pride in that?
Yeah. So you know what?
Do you have any scoops? Any dirt?
No. I wish, man. But I got to keep it professional, whichever household I'm going to be into.
Sure.
It was a time where I was just like afraid to even just like talk to, you know, to them. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Like, but yeah, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
No, it was, is there like a type of, do you prefer working with athletes because you get something out of that as a sports fan, or does it not matter to you? It's all about the food.
You know what? If I had the opportunity, I would cook for a sports guy 100 out of 100 times.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I love sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you get perks as well. Like, I've been like tickets thrown at me,
okay, you
know, all the time. Sports teams aren't that good, but
You ever travel or anything?
Yeah, I have for sure. Yeah. A couple times. Yeah, and it just comes because it's part of the job. I have a family too, so I have small children as well, so I can't be away for so long. But that's a really good part of that. Like, they trust you so much that they're going to bring, and they trust you so much, and they like your, you know, what you're providing for them so much that they're going to bring you along,
mm-hmm,
you know, into their
home.
Yeah, for sure. And out of their home, you know, traveling, you know, with their families as well.
For sure. Yeah. So like, maybe like, you ever get like tickets to Disney or something? Any perk like that?
We're going to Disney in Orlando Christmas, so we should, you know.
All right,
there we go.
All right, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Shout out to the player.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Who shall remain nameless per the NBA.
So, is there ever a time like where you learn about these professional athletes? Like, does it give you like a different kind of perspective on life? Because I always think like LeBron James, like his life was so different from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and some of these people, maybe they're from a tougher background, they were raised on different kind of foods, and you're always like surprised, like, wow, like you've never had like this kind of food. You
yeah.
Know?
Man, you know what? When you're in their homes and you've worked with them for such a long time, like, you kind of understand that they're human just like we are.
Yeah.
And you know, they have good days, they have bad days. Sometimes they just want to chill in their underwear, you know, and things like that, and just want to, you know, be in the comfort of their own home. So I keep that in mind, that they're human just like we are. Mm-hmm. So I've, you know, heard conversations where they're, you know, they're arguing with their spouse, or, you know, arguing with their girlfriend, or they're disputing things on their, you know, on credit card statements. It's just like, just simple, everyday, they're human just like we are, but we have the opportunity or the benefit to see them on television, which kind of makes them,
like,
I guess,
superheroes.
Yeah, in our eyes, for sure. Yeah, so
yeah, because it's got to be such a change, though. You know, like, I had a buddy when I went to school at Southern Illinois. He never wore a pants for a formal dinner. You know, it's like crazy. It's like, wow, like, that's like a different world. You know, like, I assume people, like, going from, you know, like I said, to living the private chef life, it's like, holy shit, like I'm being introduced to all these like things that I never even knew existed.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself rooting for the White Sox now? Because, I mean, you're a Cubs guy.
I'm a big Cubs guy. I'll say this. I don't hate the White Sox anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just working with that, you know, with my client, is just you get an appreciation of what their entire team is going, you know, goes through each day to go out on that field for them. So yeah.
If your client goes like 0-3, are you thinking in the back of your head like, I fucked those eggs up?
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like the biggest mistake you made? Like, was there anything where it's like you got a call and it's like, hey, like, dude, like, this is not what I wanted.
Oh man, I remember this vividly. This was like a couple, so like early 2017, and I was cooking for a client. He had his whole family over, NBA client, had his whole family over. So he, you know, uncle and his dad played in, you know. In,
so we're allowed to say his name, right?
Yeah.
Uncle, so Horace Grant, Harvey, Jerry and Grant.
Yeah. Harvey. They, you know, they're all over. I bring in some food and I leave and I get a text from his manager like the next day or whatever, and his manager says like, bro, like what the fuck is this crap? And I look at it and he sends me the picture and I'm like, all right, man, I can explain this. So it just in transit, it just. The food just shifted all in
yeah.
This is like the Domino's delivery insurance truck.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah, you needed the delivery truck. Yeah.
And it turned into a gob of goo.
Exactly. Yeah. So it didn't look as good as it should have.
Okay.
Or whatever. So I mean, I actually kind of felt bad about that. So from that point going forward, it was just like, all right, I'm not gonna just drop off food there anymore. I'm gonna go there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was like a scare because like, oh man, I don't want to lose this contract or this client because of that. So you kind of get better, you recognize your.
That's a tough one though, in front of the family.
Yeah.
Grew up on Horace Grant.
So when I walk into his place, like, you know, I had never met Harvey before. I've seen him play on TV. Guy's like a giant or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So like kind of starstruck in a sense, but. But yeah, like I messed up like rice, and I got like text messages like, "Hey, this rice was too mushy," or whatever. But just like, you know, small things, and you know, being as transparent as I can, like rice is the hardest thing for me to cook.
Okay,
really?
Okay,
interesting.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I mean that. Going back though, that was a tough spot because Horace Grant and Jerry. I know people in this city. I can get you to cook for. Right, you don't need this guy. This guy's having shit slide all over the place. Get him out of here. Oh, that's great. But you said so. Rice is your least favorite thing to cook. So what's your like favorite thing? Like you're bringing out a dish, or it's like, man, I feel A+ confident about this one.
For sure. So man, I got like it's like Southern vibes, like Southern like a background. I went to undergrad in Alabama, so like my parents are from Mississippi, so I love making like Southern cuisine or whatever. So like one of my favorite dishes to make, I actually made it this weekend, was like this, you know, shrimp and grit dish. You know, coconut chili sauce on top. Blackened shrimp, man. It just looks really pretty in a bowl on a plate, comforting and things like that. So, I love making that.
Stuff like that.
One other thing, brunch is a favorite of mine. So we do like mango jerk glazed bacon. So like we kind of take And another big hit is brown sugar and cayenne glazed bacon.
Wow.
So,
when did you start getting fancy like that?
Man, you know, like, you gotta up your game in this industry. It's very, very competitive, bro. If you slide in any type of way, like because on Instagram and social media, like there's so many other people that cook and post their food, like the market is very saturated.
And everybody's watching Top Chef.
Yeah, exactly.
They know what's out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Quail eggs and whatnot.
So if you don't come with it, bro, you're gonna get lost in the shuffle.
Where do you shop? Where do you shop for this stuff?
Whole Foods, Restaurant Depot.
Okay. You got special chef places.
Yeah.
Other than Whole Foods. Yeah.
So Restaurant Depot, you need a membership to get in there or whatever. Okay. But man, just like if I'm shopping for a family, I'm going to Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, something I can get some good organic ingredients from. Yeah. So
are you cooking for the family too? Like the wife and the kids?
Yeah. Okay, for sure.
How about the kids? They're easy or they're usually tough?
Kids are like the pickiest eaters ever. So kids will tell you exactly what they think of your food, whether it's good or not. You know what I mean? So, I'm not eating this, Dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Instant feedback.
That was my next question. Yeah. With an adult, can you tell when someone doesn't like what they're eating?
Yeah, you can, man. Yeah. It's either the most the easiest way is if they put the napkin over top of their food or whatever.
I've pulled that move before for sure.
Or if they like they go in another room and eat. Or quote unquote eat or whatever, and they just throw it away once you leave. But yeah.
Do you have a certain utensil, like, you know, like a baseball player, like they gotta have their bat, they gotta have their mitt. You got something? You're like, man, I just need this certain knife. I need like.
Oh yeah, 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 for sure. I got a global utility knife. Like I mean,
it's Japanese or German.
So I got a Shun that's a Japanese. Global is an American brand. Mm-hmm. Shun, yeah, I use that Japanese. So it's a. I gotta have those. Yeah, like I it's in my bag right now. But I'm
oh really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I love that. That's like I always constantly walk around with the podcast equipment, and like you got the
never know what you need.
Yeah, right? They say like the bat and the mitt thing ends at a young age. It doesn't end.
Yeah,
it just it reminds me when I was growing up. Like we always used to like have a pair of basketball shorts in our backpack just in case someone wants to
have a run. But,
exactly.
Sure. So yeah, it's
have
like
the ball
that.
In the car.
Yeah,
exactly. So is it? So you said it's contracted out. So it's like it's year by year, and then are you paid year by year? Is it a weekly thing or how does that work?
Yeah, so we pay we get paid monthly. Well, okay. I shouldn't say we, but I get paid monthly on that. And it's just like you kind of we cook for a lot of different people. So like this cooking for athletes is like you get that deposit on the monthly basis. Like, oh, I can go buy some more stuff now. So yeah, it's a way to remain busy.
Yeah, there you go. And do you have like a second job? Like, can you do that or like?
Man. So it's crazy. I work for. I cook a lot. So currently right now, I cook for three luxury apartment complexes in the city. So I have to go there later today. Tonight I'll be at 311 West Illinois Street. Usually I'm at State and Chestnut, the State and Chestnut building on State in Pearson. Wow. And then I cook out of 2 West Delaware as well. So, man, it's a grind, bro. Like, you cook for – athletes are cool, but you ever cooking for, like, an individual who lives in a high-rise building who has a lot of money, and they'll tell you exactly how they feel about you for sure. So
okay,
they're probably not kind about it.
No, not at all. No.
They're like children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Would you rather cook at an old folks' home or a frat house?
Frat house for sure. Okay. Yeah.
They probably. Yeah, I know. Just being cool with the chef, like that's part of the that's the part allure. Of the situation for sure. No, that's great. And then I think I asked, so Joe Flam, what show did he win? Top Chef?
He won Top Chef.
Yeah. Joe Flam, we had him on Redline Radio.
Yeah, he told me that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, great guy, you know, friend of the show. And I asked him, I was like, does it suck, you know, going to the bachelor party and, like, everyone's making these burgers and everyone's looking at you like, hey. You know what I mean? Like, you know you're always in the hot seat when there's a bachelor
exactly.
party.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a...
Like, do you get tired of that or is it like...
I do, man. When I go to parties or... someone else is cooking, I'll get comments like, oh, you know, Wood wouldn't have made it this way. Or, you know, or
and you could be like, you're damn right. Yeah, would have made it 10x better.
But now, you know, I don't want to make anybody feel bad or whatever. Like, I mean, I just want to come and eat, enjoy myself. But they're like, hey, Tavares, can you come in the back and help me out with this? And, you know, you're kind of in a way obliged to do so.
That's true.
He said something kind of similar. I'll do it. I know I'll do it better than that guy.
He's like, I don't mind because I know I'll do it better. But like, of course, sometimes like I just want to, you know, watch the game or be in the pool whenever I'm cooking the burgers at the bachelor party or whatever. So that's funny. But yeah, I think we're kind of at the end here, Chief. Unless if you have anything else.
No, I'm glad we could have you on and talk about. Food, because I hate your sports opinions. So I get real tired of that on text. He's the most negative guy of all time. So talking about food is great. And I think that's it, man. Thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. I
appreciate you guys for having me. This is dope, man.
You want to plug your website or Instagram?
Instagram, man. Cookwood P, CookWoodP. You can check out a lot of my past work, a lot of dishes. And like I said, I haven't posted since May, but we're working on something really, really special for that Instagram page within the next couple of weeks. So give me a follow and just hit me up whenever. Yeah. Also, one more last thing. I did a shout out to Stephen Brado, Jason Goffman. I did a Facebook television show with them.
Oh, nice.
America Loves Food and Sports. So I was one of their featured private chefs in Chicago. So It's on Instagram. It's on my Facebook page, and check it out if you guys get an opportunity.
That's sweet. We'll have to have you back around Super Bowl time. Last time we talked about Super Bowl dishes, and I had this guy on. So
yeah,
I mean, sure. we'll have you give some of our listeners some good ones.
Some real ones. Yeah, some ones. Some good ones. I like accidentally poison people with the recipe. So.
Exactly. So that's great. So yeah, Chef Wood, thanks a lot. Go check out his Instagram.
Appreciate you guys, man.
We appreciate it, man. This was a great story, man, from dishwashers to private chef.
For sure, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's it for today, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow.